Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 9:30 in 716.
Catching up with David Bellavia.
This country is worthy of any defense. And I got to tell you, all of the reasons why we come up with why we disagree or why we're divided, none of that exists under fire.
As the Medal of Honor recipient carries the recruitment torch for the United States Army.
And the Army allows you to have the opportunity to succeed, the opportunity for controlled failure, but you're always going to be uncomfortable and you're going to grow.
I'm Tim Wenger on 930 and 716. Our David Bellavia is now everyone's David Bellavia. He's a national darling of heroism and is in demand on the national media circuit. As David continues to digest his honor and navigate how he can best serve the country moving forward, we check in with him on WBEN and on a national stage.
You know, you're just humbled. I mean, this award represents so much more than one day and one action.
David sitting on the set of Morning Joe on MSNBC this week.
We lost five guys in the Battle of Fallujah. We lost 37 guys over a year. These people are with us every single day. And, having the opportunity to bring 32 of your soldiers to the White House, five Gold Star families, that was just an incredible experience to share together.
Well, your life changed that day in Fallujah, and then it changed again when you received this very well-deserved award. Now you are the only living Medal of Honor recipient who served in Iraq. And how do you see going forward you using this platform?
Well, the reality is all of our lives changed on September 11th. We had no idea what the tempo was going to be. If you look at what this generation has done in Iraq and Afghanistan, we're going on 18 years of kinetic action. And no disrespect to World War II or Vietnam, but that's a whole lot to ask of your sons and daughters. Repeated deployments, the families, the children, the spouses, that's just a lot. And I just want to remind Americans that, we need to be slow to war, but when we go at it, let us get the job done. But reminding Americans that there's 105 reasons why we're divided, but in the United States military, religion, ethnicity, who you love, none of it matters. We're there as one team, and we get things done because we believe in each other. And we just, are asking that we're able to be employed. Veterans are great employees. We're great citizens. We're great neighbors and spouses. When we come back from these fights, give us an opportunity to show that we love this country and we're willing to do whatever it takes to become better citizens.
And by the way, some of those sons and daughters you talk about were in diapers on 9/11, now heading to Iraq and Afghanistan. Sergeant Casey Hunt's in Washington with a question for you.
What more can we be doing as Americans to support our veterans who are coming home and their families as the challenges that veterans face become more and more unique and less shared across the board?
Well, in all seriousness, join the Army and help us. That would be the best way to share the burden. This country is worthy of any defense. And I got to tell you, all of the reasons why we come up with why we disagree or why we're divided, none of that exists under fire. I mean, politics on a dog tag, there's no designation whatsoever. We fight together. We're one team. We're one family. We love each other. There's love on the battlefield. You never expect to see that in combat. You think of ghastliness and ghoulish combat, but people are sacrificing for themselves every day. And I think more people should experience service to their country, whether it's in the uniform, but just serve your country.
Between media appearances, David is spending time at places like the NFL, New York Fire Department, the New York Public Library, and throwing out the first pitch at a Mets and Yankees game. And the weight of wearing the award is heavy.
The uniform is much easier to wear than the medal. I mean,
David spending some time with Susan Rose and Brian Mazurowski on WBEN.
I was just reverence for the award and the folks that I got to meet. A lot of other recipients at the White House, these older guys, some of the guys from Afghanistan, just a great group of guys that just walk you through everything. And, you know, I'm just not used to, you know, anyone wanting a picture or wanting to sit down and talk for more than 2 minutes about anything other than the bills. And now it seems that, you know, a lot of folks have never seen a Medal of Honor before. So, you know, it's interesting how many folks that you just hand it to them and they get to hold it. And it's a pretty cool experience.
It has to be a whirlwind. I mean, you've been taken, it seems like, everywhere since you were awarded the Medal of Honor.
Yeah, you know, it was crazy. I went to the NFL headquarters, and you know, they brought me into the room where they do the referee, you know, when they challenge a call on Sundays. And so I immediately asked who was in charge of the following Bills games, you know, because I wanted to beat the actual. I figure if I'm going to get all this opportunity, at least we can pull for the Bills and for Buffalo. But, you know, it's crazy because everyone's talking about Buffalo. Buffalo comes up in all of these interviews, and it's really neat to be able to, you know, take our community that we love, that we're proud of, and give them something else to talk about, you know, representing Western New York. It's pretty neat.
Hey, we've seen you on Fox. We've seen you on Morning Joe. What else are you doing in New York?
Well, we're going to be doing a bunch of local media. I think we're going to ring the bell at the New York Stock Exchange tomorrow morning and throw out the first pitch at the Yankees-Mets game, which, you know, is a little awkward because the Mets have been so kind. It's their home game, but I am a Yankee fan, so I don't know how that's going to work out, but God bless the Mets for being so nice.
You know, what do you wear to the mound then?
I think I'm going to wear Mets gear out of respect for the Mets organization who is hosting everything. But in my heart, I will be wearing a Dave Winfield uniform.
Okay. Have you been practicing at all?
No. You know, I figure it's like a grenade, right? You just hit it one time, hopefully it works. I don't know.
Hey, are you still getting motorcycle escorts?
No escorts, but I do have a lot of, well, we got an escort out here in New York, but they have, yesterday I got an escort by the New York Fire Department. That was one of the coolest things in the world, to ride in a ladder truck. They lost, I want to say, 8 guys on 9/11. One of the firemen that was working at this Midtown Fire Hall, his brother was killed on September 11th. He joined the fire department. It's just incredible to see all these guys, you know, touched by the reason why we went to war right here in New York City. And the police department and the fire department have been really cool.
Yeah, that's incredible. You know, you talked a lot about both before receiving the award and, you know, right after, kind of spreading that message, hoping that some more young people can see the Army as an opportunity, to see it as an option available to them. And I figure it has to, you know, make you happy to know. I was in Massachusetts over the weekend and getting in a conversation with my Uber driver, and he brings up, you know, oh, Medal of Honor. Do you know who this guy is? I heard him talking, and it was great. And I was like, yeah, I might have heard of him before, that David guy, right? But, you know, this is all the way not in Western New York, where, you know, everybody kind of knows you from being here and everything you've done in this area, but all throughout the U.S. that now this message that you're trying to get across really is spreading.
Well, I mean, that's very humbling. The idea here is that I happen to be talking about a product that has changed millions of lives since 1775, and that's the United States Army. You know, I'm a better person because of my military service. And the other thing is that it's not the thing you wear on your sleeve. Some people have the same haircut that they had in basic training, and they want to be identified as a veteran or as a soldier. But there are so many people that have served that are just outstanding at what they do in civilian life, or they're a great coach, or they're a great teacher, or a great friend. and just trying to let people know that this is, that their country needs them to serve right now. Not think about it. Not this is, you know, an opportunity down the road. America needs us right now. And all these kids debating what to do, college or get a job, come to the United States military, serve your country, the greatest country in the world that's worthy of any sacrifice, and see what kind of person you become. It's the best opportunity to find your maximum potential is in the United States military.
And all this talk about college, you know, every day there's two new articles. College, is it really worth it? Is it really worth it? I mean, that has to help that message get across.
Well, look, people have student loan debt. They want all these different reasons of why they want to go. If you want to take $70,000 and roll the dice, go to the casino down the road. I mean, why would you want to put yourself in debt if you don't know what you want? For me, the best thing about the military isn't just the training. It's not being a part of an incredible team or serving the greatest country in modern man. To me, it was just, you know, you're meeting people. You're learning all these different folks, meeting folks that you never meet before, different ethnicities, different regions, different religions, and you're one uniform team. You're working together, pulling on the same rope, and it's a great feeling of accomplishment. Also makes you feel good about this generation. All we do is complain about millennials. Millennials are the future. They're going to save us like every other generation has saved their country. The millennials, it's their show now. And you'll never know what your best potential could be unless you're uncomfortable. And the Army allows you to have the opportunity to succeed, the opportunity for controlled failure, but you're always going to be uncomfortable and you're going to grow. And the more you grow, the more you realize how much you can achieve.
David, Thursday is Independence Day. Does that take on new significance for you now that you have the Medal of Honor?
You know, I've always loved the 4th of July, and one of the things I'm going to see tomorrow, I think, is we're going to go to the public library and see the, today, actually, we're going to the New York Public Library to see, I think, the original Declaration of Independence, which, you know, I would think that that would actually be in the hands of Britain, but, you know, who am I? Maybe they kept a copy here. But the point is, it's super cool to see that history right in front of you. It's where it all started. But I've always been a nerd for history. I've always been a nerd for the 4th. I really respect where we come from and why we're here.
And where will you be on the 4th?
Well, there's a possibility that I could actually be in Washington for the 4th. I've been asked to go back to D.C. and maybe a chance of hanging out with some people in Washington. But right now, we're not exactly sure.
Okay. Well, hey, could be very interesting. David, we appreciate the time. We know we've seen how busy you are, and good luck with everything that's still to come. You know, try to throw it over the plate and not hit the camera person next to you.
Really didn't need that.
Independence Day with even deeper meaning for sure for David Bellavia.
That's 930 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!